We saw that going through the waters of baptism was an act of violence against ourselves, that we were making a public declaration that we were going from darkness into light, from living our lives for ourselves to living them for the one who redeemed us by his blood. We are his purchased possession. We no longer belong to ourselves. The transaction has been done. And darkness is not just obvious things like cults, moral confusion that abounds in the world, but it's the love for ourselves that spins us off into darkness. Self-government, independence is what is being nailed here. My opinion, my best interests, what I want, my plan for my life, these are implicitly yielded to the authority of another as we go under the water. The act of baptism takes us out from under the authority of darkness into the kingdom or the governmental sphere of authority of the kingdom of light. Because it's governmental, it becomes behavioural eventually. It's here that we start to rewrite or reinvent ourselves, and this process will go on incrementally. What we see from the basement of life is different from what we'll see from the penthouse. We'll come to this place at regular intervals now, so it's good that we recognise this soon, so we become faster in our ability to move our feet and go the way of the Spirit. For example, there's Peter. Here he is on the rooftop thinking about food. He went up to pray, but he's actually thinking about food. And suddenly his reverie is interrupted and this sheep comes down full of animals. Peter, good Jewish boy, wouldn't touch any of them. Acts 10, 11 to 16. Forbid it, Lord, is his initial reaction. Three times God has to show him the sheep before he gets the message. I'm sending you to those you consider unclean, Peter, the Gentiles. Oh, light. What am I saying? When you get into a new place, the light is a shock. When you hear something new, you most often think it must be wrong, and you take some persuading. The truth, remember, when it first comes, is almost always received negatively by us. It's the human condition. But when we get to the new place, we have a lot to unlearn, and the sooner we recognise it, that we don't know, the better. The way we've always done things gets in the way of the way, the better way, the new way. Peter had been lifted onto a higher plane, and at first he resisted it, but when he became accustomed to what God was saying, some understanding came and he embraced the change. When God moves us, we start to see things differently, our language changes, he becomes something new for us he hasn't been before. Yes, the enemy is bigger, but he's there so you grow to be as big as him. You can put your foot on his neck and use him to elevate you to the next level. And so it goes on. You have to beat the devil on the level that you're on. But first, you must conquer the enemy within, the beastie of the self-referential nature. Why? Simply because you cannot take any ground from the enemy if he's got ground in you. And that old nature, when you keep nurturing it, is his playground. Depends on which dog you feed, remember? Now, we can't have that, can we? Tune in tomorrow and we'll begin to take some baby steps.